Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ozmade. It's Matty Garwood, and we are told never to meet our idols. But in this case, it has gone absolutely great guns with Michael Burrows, and he joins us tonight. Michael, thank you so much for coming on Ozmade.
Hey, Matthew, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
Good, mate. No, thanks for coming on. So we've got your brand new single, Please Don't Cry. Well, you did get to team up with your idol, Neil Finn.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, you normally don't want to meet them because you're always scared of where it'll go. And I did make a few mistakes. I remember walking into the studio straight away, and
yeah.
I was so nervous that I said something silly about four seasons in a day or something really bad about the weather, and it was just a cringe moment that I wish I could reverse. But Neil, in all his graciousness and generosity, has probably heard it a million times, and it was a weird start, but from that moment on, it was all going forward and great.
How did you get in touch with Neil and get him on with Please Don't Cry?
Well, a friend of mine who played bass in a previous band sent me a very cryptic message saying there's an opportunity to record with Neil via a charity called Medicine Mondiale. So I jumped straight onto it, found that it was a charity based in New Zealand, and they do a lot of work for developing countries in the healthcare arena. Mm. So it was a great opportunity. You know, I'd saved a little bit of money that I wanted to use for publicity for my music. I just wasn't sure which direction to go. I had a few songs I wanted to push.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my money on this charity, and next thing I know, there's an email from Neil saying I'm in and send some demos.
Awesome.
And I sent them, and he just kept coming back to these two songs, and, you know, it was all in motion.
And how did you feel once you not only got the contact, but you were sending this music to him, which music can be such a personal thing?
Yeah, and these demos were really, I kept them really open, warts and all, just so that he could hear things in them. And at the most, I was hoping we'd get to sit down, play some songs together. I had a million questions to ask, and I would have been happy, but it turned into something much more that I could have never ever imagined in my wildest dream.
And how did you go recording it over there in Auckland, Roundhead Studios?
So I didn't take a band with me, but Neil very generously had some guys from a band called Pluto who were really big. I had their CDs from a while back, so I was already a big fan, and we gelled really quickly. Neil stepped into the production role really fast, you know, and before I knew it, he was noodling on his guitar pedal board while my songs were playing, and he asked us to play it in a punk way and then slow it down into a Johnny Cash kind of slow country way, and finally it found its real position, you know, as a song. So it was really interesting to watch how he worked.
And what was your writing behind it? What does it mean to you?
Well, Please Don't Cry, it was one of those songs. I was listening to a lot of Buddy Holly
at
that time, and I wanted to experiment with something that had a, you know, refrain or a sentence or a line that kind of repeated itself, and it was all based around. So it was an exercise in doing that, and really, I'd kind of pictured this couple sitting in a bar and, you know, some guy trying to break up in some ways with his partner. I'm always a sucker if anyone cried in front of me. I can't kind of take it. I'm not very good with tears. So that's kind of the premise of it, of just really that sort of desperation of just let's not make a scene and please don't cry.
And have you been in contact with Neil since?
I did. Once we finished the recording, we touched base. He listened to all the final mixes and just gave me his blessings on all of those.
Brilliant.
And, you know, all his fans have been so generous with the release of this track, sharing it and adding it to playlists. And I just feel really chuffed. You know, it's real bucket list kind of stuff.
Awesome. And another bucket list for a lot of people is to record, but not only to record here, but to record in Nashville, which is something you've done before as well.
It sounds like I'm kind of name-dropping all these things, but this stuff really doesn't normally happen to me, Matthew, and it really did. It's something that after I finished that recording with Neil Finn, I got to go on tour with Martha Wainwright, who I'm a big fan of, and opened for her shows. And I went on these tours, and then I posted a random video on YouTube, and in stepped Larry Grimes, who lives in Washington. He's a big part of my life still today.
Yeah.
And he got behind the music and got me to Nashville to work with some incredible, you know, musicians, including Keith Urban's drummer and Steve Marcantonio, who worked with John Lennon even, you know, a few days before he was tragically killed. So just amazing caliber of people. And Nashville was never on my radar, but it worked so well.
When it comes to the music industry, you've got to take those opportunities, and you just never know what's coming up around the corner.
I think you're right. And backing yourself as well.
Yep.
Just if you believe in your music, you've just got nothing to do with it by being honest to your art, you know, and getting it out there and hope that it resonates.
That's right. And Michael, what else are we looking forward to in this brand new decade of 2020? What's coming up?
2020. There's a lot of pressure, isn't there, on 2020? Because it's such an even number. I have written an album's worth of songs. I really would love love to record those with my band here. Mm-hmm. A lot more shows. I'd love to get out regional and play to a lot of people who have responded well to the song, and just can't wait to record. And, you know, as you know, you write these songs in little lonely places, sometimes in the middle of the night, and once you release them, they go on to have a life of their own, and that's kind of an amazing thing and a privilege.
Absolutely. And Michael, where can people connect with you?
I am pretty vocal on Instagram at Michael Burrows Music, and also Facebook at Michael Burrows Music, and michaelburrowsmusic.com. There's lots of stuff going on, and love to chat with people.
Yeah, excellent, Michael. We are loving Please Don't Cry featuring Neil Finn. We're going to play it right now. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Hey, this is Michael Burrows. You're listening to Ozmade Radio, and this is Please Don't Cry featuring Neil Finn.